Hello?
Hello, Bob McNamara, Mr. President.
Yes, Mr. Secretary. Yes, Bob.
You asked me to consider the supersonic transport report of Black and Osborne, and which I've done. I've also talked to Black and Osborne today, and beyond that, I've prepared a memorandum, which I've just sent out to Andrews Field, and set up a plane to take it down to your ranch, outlining a series of recommendations. And in this memorandum, I have included a memorandum, a draft of one, from you to the director of the Bureau of the Budget, proposing that certain legislation be set up to carry out the recommendations of Black and Osborne. All of this, I think, might be a suitable basis for you to talk with Hallaby from. And I'm calling particularly to tell you that it's on its way. It'll be there tonight by 7:30 at your ranch. And because Hallaby is so anxious to get down there and talk to you, I thought you might possibly like to invite him for Friday or Saturday, because I think this memo from me to you will give you a basis for a discussion with him.
All right, but that's a lot of gobbledygook now. What are you going to do about it? You going to run it? Bob? Hello?
For me to run it.
Bob?
Yes.
I say here, that's a lot of gobbledygook now. Are you going to run it?
Well, I don't think I should.
Well, now, why not?
I think I can do this. I can play an important role in it. I think, from your point of view, it would be much better if I didn't run it.
Why?
Because I don't think the Secretary of Defense ought to do this job.
I don't think we're going to be able to
service, either a special assistant to you or a director of this authority, whatever it's called.
Well, now, Black doesn't think so, does he?
Yes, he does. I talked to him a few minutes ago.
Well, he told me that he didn't think there's anybody in government could match you on it, and that he thought you ought to do it, but he just didn't think you wanted to do it because you don't want to add $1 billion to your budget. And I said, well, I know he's got a lot to do, but I believe that he can do this and what he's doing, too.
Well, he sure didn't talk that way to me, but he's maybe
different. Yeah. Well, now, why can't you do it?
Well, in the first place, Mr. President, it doesn't relate to my budget at all, of course, because I don't think under any circumstances the money for this plane ought to be put in the defense budget.
I agree with that. All of us agree with that, but why couldn't we set up an authority, have a board, and have you as chairman of the board, and you pick the man that's executive director, and we do it that way.
Well, that's not very much different from what I recommended to you.
Well, then...
It's different only in one respect, that I didn't recommend I be chairman of the board. I recommended I be a member of the board.
All right, who'd you recommend be on it?
Well, I recommended Dillon, McCone, Osborne, Black, myself, Hallaby, and the man who would be the director of the authority.
All right.
And I gave you the names of some individuals whom I thought might be directors.
All right. Well, now, will you assume the responsibility of finding one of those if I approve this plan?
Well, yes, sir, I would. I suggested you might want Black to do that, but I'd be happy to do it if you want me to.
Well, I want to... I make myself clear, don't I?
Yes,
I want to, I have great confidence in your ability, and I feel very comfortable about everything you're handling. And as far as I'm concerned, I would like for you to have a deep interest and responsibility for this thing.
Well, I certainly understand your feeling, and I would do so. And under this plan I outlined, I suggested that the authority would be set up, we'd get a man to run it. The advisory board would be set up. I'd be on the advisory board, and that the authority would subcontract to me as Secretary of Defense the job of developing the airplane.
All right, that's okay. That's good. All right, that's fine.
Now, secondly, Mr. President, I strongly believe that we should go ahead and let those proposals come in on the 15th. I think it would be very embarrassing to you today to do otherwise.
All right, now you...
I talked to Black and Osborne about that, and they finally go along with me on it.
All right, that's good, then. That settles that.
And this memo lays it out in the point that I think you can talk to Hallaby if you choose to.
That's good. That's wonderful. Well, as usual, you hit a home run, and I appreciate it.
And Kermit Gordon has read the memorandum and agrees with it.
That's good. Did you see any of my confidence in the Defense Department and the team play and the Joint Chiefs and the papers up there?
I thought it was terrific. I was so pleased. It's very nice to say those things, and I know the Chiefs appreciate it.
I told them it was the first time that I'd ever seen the unification we talked about, and that If we'd have had this and Jim Forrest all the time, he'd still be here.
Yeah, he wouldn't have killed himself, that's right.
That's right. So, anyway, I thought it was an excellent performance, and I tried to stress, although they didn't carry it, I tried to appeal to one or two of them that might kick over. I said I'd work with Gilpatrick and Taylor for a year, Air Force, what's our chief of staff of the Air Force? Kurt LeMay and Max Taylor for years, and Gilpatrick and you, and I didn't know McDonnell and Wheeler as well, but they made a great impression. But the thing that appealed to me is all of them said, when the ball goes to the right side of the line, we go to the right side of the line.
One of them at least carried that.
Well, that's good.
I
that's
saw
a,
that.
That's
I,
one
I
of
them. I thought it was excellent. I was delighted you said it because it sort of freezes them into that position.
That's right. That's right. And I thought you'd done the best job I've ever seen done. I hope you go on and brag on yourself to your wife. I know you won't do it to anybody else.
I appreciate it. One further point on this problem of the supersonic, Mr. President. You might like to mention this Black Osborne report and some of the actions and thoughts in your mind to Monroney and Thomas. They, of course, are the two key people in Congress with respect to it.
Right.
And particularly as it relates to taking the ball away from FAA, I think Monroney and Thomas should be aware of it, and I'm sure they'd be in favor of it, as a matter of fact.
Right, now, will Hallaby resist this recommendation?
Well, he'll resist the lesser role that the FAA would have in it, very definitely. He's out to make a name for Hallaby, and he just tied himself to the SST for that purpose.
Yeah.
And he'll be very much opposed to it.
Yeah.
But he'll be very pleased that you're allowing the proposals to come in January 15th. The only reason he was opposed to deferring them was that it'd make him look like a fool.
Okay, much obliged.
All right, sir, thank
you. Bye.